The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we aren't to be afraid of someone who can kill the body, but isn't able to do anything more. Think about that, someone who is a murderer or torturer of some sort. All that they can do is something to the body. They have no authority over the soul. They can't do anything to the soul. Even if you think about Satan, he can't actually touch your soul unless you invite him to, but otherwise he has no power over your soul at all. He can afflict your body, he can try to afflict your mind, but he can't do anything to your soul. And so this is the point then that our Lord is making for us, to be able to say we don't need to be afraid of these people or even the demons. How many people tremble in fear at the thought of what might be coming? Well, it's coming. Being afraid of it isn't going to stop it from happening. So why be afraid? It's like, well, what if they do this or that or the other thing to me? Is being afraid of it going to make it happen? Is being afraid of it going to stop it from happening? Then why waste your time spinning your wheels in fear? All we can do is trust. We have to put everything in God's hands. You say, but why would God allow such a horrible thing to happen? Whatever that might be. All we have to do is listen. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release. They might find a better resurrection. Others had experience of mockery, stripes, chains, and prisons. They were stoned. They were sawed in half. They were tempted. They were put to death by the sword. Why, if God is so loving, why would he allow this to happen? So that we could show our love for him? Why would he allow his own son to go on the cross to show his love for us? If we really, truly believe in eternal life, then why would we be afraid of what they might do in this life? If we really believe in God, I mean, people get so worried and upset. What if we don't have anything to eat? Don't think God can handle that? He provided for 1.5 million people out in the desert for 40 years. I think he can handle feeding you and me. Now, we might be disgusted by some of what might be offered. Remember, that's what happened to the people of Israel. We're disgusted with this wretched food. Really? We're told that it adjusted its flavor for each person, depending on what it was that they needed. So it's not like this couple from a parish where I was at that went on a missionary journey and they were there for however many years. Every single day, 3 times a day, they had bananas because that's what the tribe where they were at was able to grow. He said they never wanted to see another banana as long as they lived, and one can understand why. But it's not like eating bananas 3 times a day, because the flavor changed depending on the individual, depending on what their needs were. God can handle all of this. Of course, you might look at it and say, yeah, but St. John the Baptist ate grasshoppers. Well, that's what God provided for him. You might naturally say, yuck, that's disgusting. But then may I remind you that with your children, they said that to all kinds of things. And now they eat them readily, don't they? In fact, they tell their children, just eat it, you'll like it. Yeah. So there are all kinds of things that we would think on the natural level are disgusting. And yet, over and over again, what do we hear? Tastes like chicken. Yeah, guess everything must. So maybe it's not as disgusting as it sounds. But Are we willing to trust God? Are we willing to trust Him to take care of us? If we really believe in Him, why do we fear? Why do we waste any time on that? If they kill you, that's cause for praise. We've talked about that many times. Remember, if you're a martyr, that means no purgatory. If you're like me, purgatory is your only hope. Hopefully I can make it to purgatory and I don't wind up in hell. If I can skip purgatory because they cut me in half, praise the Lord! Otherwise, I'm going to be there till the end of the world. This way you can go straight to heaven. Why would you complain about that? If you're made to suffer in whatever way, yeah, it's not fun, obviously. But do we trust that God will provide the grace for you to do it? That's what He's done for saints throughout history. And it's what He continues to do to this day. There are Christian people every day who are being put to death for their faith. They're just not telling you about it. The Muslims over in Nigeria have now crossed the border, and they are slaughtering the people in Uganda. They went right into Holy Mass. And these barbarians started with the children. These are not human beings we're dealing with anymore. This is demonic. Only Satan could do something like that. And yet, what do these heroic people do? They say if they think that that's going to keep us from going to church and worshiping Jesus, they got another thing coming. And they march right off to church, knowing fully well that the church might be blown up, or these insane fools might show up and mow people down with machine guns, or what they did the other day, which is decapitate people in their disgusting way. And God provides. And all of those people can go straight to heaven. Not one of them, I can guarantee you, is complaining right now that God allowed that to happen. Because where they are looking at from us to toward us, they're in great shape. They got to be martyred for their faith. So why are we afraid? Are we afraid that we might actually die and go to heaven? Or are we afraid that we're going to die and go the other direction? If you're afraid that you might die and go the other direction, the confessional's right over there. Get there. Keep yourself in the state of grace and you have nothing to fear. Yeah, you might be in purgatory for a really long time. So what? At least you know if you go to purgatory, you're going to go to heaven. You can't go backwards. So just be in the state of grace and be at peace. God can handle it all. And if we really believe that God loves us, why would we be afraid of Him? Yes, there's the fear of the Lord, but that's a different kind of fear. That's the filial fear, that we love God so much that we would fear to offend Him. If we're scared of God, that is not a filial fear, that's a servile fear. That should have absolutely no place in the heart of a Christian person. Because this is the one we're supposed to love with our whole heart and soul and strength. So again, put it into a human context. If you truly love your spouse, as you have vowed to do, should you be afraid of them? Should you be worried that if I come home tonight, I'm really going to be in trouble because my spouse loves me so much that they're going to kick me out. They're going to beat me up. Well, if that's what's going on, your spouse doesn't love you very much. We shouldn't be afraid. We should be overjoyed. Isn't that what it should be? We're looking forward to getting to heaven. We shouldn't be trying to put it off as long as we can. And we certainly shouldn't be afraid of the very means by which we're going to be able to get there. You can't go to heaven until you die. Pretty obvious. So why should we be afraid if we know what's on the other side? And I realize there is no guarantee. We're not trying to be like these people these days that are universal salvationists and everybody goes to heaven and God just loves you anyway. No, that's a bunch of nonsense. But I'm saying if you are loving God, if you're striving to serve God, if you are in the state of grace, you have nothing to fear. Nothing. You might say, well, what if I forgot a sin in the confession? If you honestly forgot something, it's gone. In other words, if you would have confessed it had you remembered it, it's already forgiven. So don't worry about that. If you intentionally left something out, yeah, the confessional's right over there. Get in line. But if you honestly forgot something, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. God is not sitting up there with a record book. God is merciful. That doesn't mean we don't need to be concerned about offending God because he's merciful. Oh, no, no. But if we are doing our part and we are doing everything we can trust that he's going to handle everything else. So we read about all these people and all these things that happened to them. The grace of God was there. I mean, St. Paul said it very clearly that they were tortured, refusing to accept release that they might find a better resurrection. They could have been released and said no, because they had their focus on the Lord. That's where we need to put ours. And then don't be afraid. Put it all in God's hands and trust him. Don't be afraid of God. In that sense, be afraid that, yes, he could cast me into hell if I'm not trying to do his will. That would be a major concern. But beyond that, don't be afraid. God has got it all under control. He loves you. He is merciful. Just keep yourself in the state of grace. Strive to serve him. And then be at peace.